We visited recently with the people at the Culture of Peace Commission in Ashland, who embarked upon 11 days of observing peace and the effort to secure it on September 11th. Today we get to visit with one of the people who came to the Rogue Valley to help spread the word about peace, and she's got a couple of events left in her. Cecilia St. King is a singer and songwriter originally from the East Coast. She goes by the label Inner Peace Troubadour. She travels and sings extensively and not only follows on the footsteps of the late, great Pete Seeger, she has worked with him. A pleasure to have you here, Cecilia.
Good morning, Jeff. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So Have Guitar Will Travel, and what are some of the places you've been in the world?
I've traveled all internationally, Japan and New Zealand, Europe. But for the last 15 years, I've been focused on primarily the United States. And each season, I'll take a different area of the country, you know, the Northeast, the Northwest, the Southeast, the Midwest. This year, I'm on the West Coast. Now, I think starting next spring, I'll be heading up the Northwest. Want to get up to Vancouver, Canada, mm-hmm. Vancouver, Washington.
So it's a planned cycle. You just sort of circle parts of the map and say, this is what this year is going to be.
Yes. That's it. I throw a dart.
So what inspired you? How did you get started? You know, I mean, you're certainly following in the footsteps of Pete Seeger, and it probably is a real thrill to have worked with him a number of times.
Oh, absolutely. He was a wonderful man, a great mentor. I've always been a professional musician most of my adult life, and in 2000, I moved to New York City 6 months prior to the World Trade Center, and I was there at the World Trade Center when the buildings fell. And 6 months later, I discovered that I had cancer in my throat. So I went to New Zealand to a monastery, and I got really quiet. And when I came back to the United States, we were going to war. So I started to perform, and a lot of my early work was very political as an activist. But I have come to learn over the years that really peace begins within each one of us. And so it's less about what's out there and more about what's inside myself. And so I share stories and songs to give people tools to bring peace into their life.
So this explains why, rather than just being a peace troubadour, you're an inner peace troubadour.
Correct, right? Yeah, because my work has evolved over the many years, 15 years that I've been, 15 years traveling across the United States.
So the term is self-applied, inner peace troubadour?
No, actually, one of my teachers from Shambhala, uh-huh. which was the monastery that I was at, kind of dubbed me, mm-hmm. oh, you little inner peace troubadour. Yeah.
Nobody comes to the studio as prepared to do music as you do. You're actually standing up already, guitar
oh,
slung
really?
Over
oh, that's...
shoulder. So, so it looks like you're ready to rumble here.
Okay,
what do you want to what do we
gonna
do
first?
We're
going to do Faith and a Feeling.
Okay. Faith and a Feeling from Cecilia St. King here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Here we go. I believe the Christians, I believe the Jews, got no problem with the Muslims, I've got friends who are Hindu, I got faith and a feeling, well, I've got faith and a feeling, faith and a feeling, everything's gonna be alright. Well, I've been smiling with the flowers, I've been whispering with the trees, I've been floating on the ocean, I've been breezing with the breeze, and I got faith in a feeling, I've got faith in a feeling, faith in a feeling, everything's gonna be alright. There ain't no way to preach it, 'cause there's nothing you can say. The only way to reach it is just sit yourself still till you find your own way. That's right. When I am alone in my sweet final hour, and I'm one on one with the real superpower, I'm gonna do my own dance right into the light. I'm gonna shake these chains and walk out on the fight, 'cause I've got faith and a feeling. Well, I've got faith and a feeling. Faith and a feeling. Everything's gonna be alright. Well, any old denomination can fill me up with inspiration. I've got faith in a feeling. I've got faith in a feeling. I've got faith in a feeling. I've got faith. I got faith.
Faith and a Feeling from Cecilia St. King here on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. You can join our discussion with Cecilia. We're going to give her a little time to get her capo on and see if she can do some tuning up here with the higher register here. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange if you have questions about her process and what she's been doing over the years and how she expresses herself about peace. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Certainly seems like a natural match, you and the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission joining forces over the last
What they're
week
doing
or so.
Here in Ashland is wonderful. The Peace Commission, the Cultural Peace Commission. I mean, they're bringing the homeless together, just kind of being a voice for peace, being in all the organizations and the around town, working together for peace.
You seem to maximize your time in any area, too, because I noticed you got a couple of other events still coming up, even though the Culture Peace stuff is winding down. You have something that looks like a concert tonight.
Yeah, a children's concert this evening. Mm-hmm. Be a little bit more sedate than some of the songs that I sing at a regular concert. But and then I'll be in Grants Pass this coming Sunday. You can read that address there.
It's a benefit for grandmother Agnes Baker Pilgrim, who's been a guest on the Exchange a few times here at the Masonic Lodge in Grants Pass, 1 to 6 p.m. Stories We Tell and Songs We Sing is what you're part of there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll be there on Sunday. And then from the other night, I got invited to sing, to stay a little longer. I'll be here till October 2nd singing at the Unity Church. I think they're doing something, Robert said, at Wellspring.
Okay.
With David Burrow.
Okay, so yeah. A whole bunch of different. Does it work like that? You get to a town to do a gig or two, and it turns into six or seven?
Yes. Yeah, which is a good thing, right? Because people like what I'm doing. So,
is this the life you envisioned for yourself when you were young? I mean, did you think, you know, someday I want to be a singer for peace and I want to get in a motorhome and travel all over the country? I mean,
no, not really. Well, I was obsessed with peace as a child. When I was aware of the Vietnam War, the people actually kill each other, I just couldn't wrap my head around it. Then, of course, we lost Martin Luther King and that whole era. And I always knew as a musician that there was a responsibility to say something worth listening to, you know, when you get in front of an audience. So for me, my music has always been, I wanted to make sure that it was something worth listening, being heard. And, of course, when I got cancer in my throat after being at the World Trade Center and you're faced with losing the gift that you've been given, it makes you kind of step back and go, what are you doing with that gift? So,
So you actually were living in the city on 9/11?
Yeah, I was on 96 in Central Park West at the time. So I was uptown, for those of you who don't know New York City. That's way uptown. And I just happened to be downtown that day, paying a parking ticket, probably paying a lot of parking tickets.
Reasons to be downtown that
right.
day, yeah.
But I came out of the building that I was in at 9:05 a.m. and I saw the first building on fire, and then almost immediately the second building exploded. So... Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And so you do make a direct link between your throat cancer and that event?
I had cancer in my thyroid. Mm-hmm. You know, I sang around the city in days afterwards because I believe where there's music, there can be no harm. Mm-hmm. So I would go where folks were gathering, down at the Javits Center, at the Red Cross, and Greenwich Village, Ground Zero. So I was in the vicinity a lot in those days that followed. And I just felt it. I felt that I had something. After 6 months, every time I swallowed, I felt a lump in my throat. So I'm pretty intuitive in terms of my body and healing. And yeah, so when you are faced with that, losing that gift, it makes you go, what am I doing with that gift? And
Are you okay? You in remission?
Yeah, I'm fine now. Okay. Yeah, better than ever. Yeah, never had to take Synthroid. I am, fully healed.
Wow, that is lucky.
Yeah.
So all the more reason, I guess, to want to take your message around the country.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And especially now more than ever. People tell me all the time, you're needed more than ever. Pete said it, and I hear it over and over again, because we're just in this, we're in this place in our country where, you know, people are a little tired of the status quo. And, you know, we have the Democrats and the Republicans in this incredibly volatile political situation. But, you know, people want to have a roof over their head. They want to have food in their belly. They want to feel like they have some control. Like I was a Bernie Sanders supporter. So of course I'm obviously very upset about what happened there, but I try to get my head around the whole Trump supporter thing and honoring their choices. And I think that, you know, they just want things to be right. Just like the Democrats, we want things to be right. I don't know exactly how to get there yet, but I don't want to be against anybody. I want to witness what is alive for them in their heart, that they're choosing to vote for someone like a Donald Trump, mm-hmm. or they're choosing to vote for someone like Hillary Clinton. What is it that you want? Because we all want to be safe.
Indeed we do.
Yeah.
Okay, got another song for us?
Sure.
What's this one called?
This is called Chosen People.
Okay, Cecilia St. King here on the Jefferson Exchange.
All I see in the painting is a snow-covered forest scene. I cannot see the face of the divine. No matter how long I stare or how I contemplate, no matter how far or close I stand, will I see you riding up the steeple in the trenches battling with evil? Must I search till I am old and feeble? 'Cause I don't know how you choose your chosen people. In my time, I've heard many say that God is on this side. This separates, divides, and justifies aggression towards another because of their belief. Which side is right? Which side is wrong? Who cares? So you will see me riding up the steeple in the trenches battling this evil. And I will search till I am old and feeble. So I will come to know you through your people. I know I'm not the only one who sees the light. We've kept an open mind and an open heart. Why must some suffer so and be in so much pain, while others lead a happy, healthy life? So you will see me riding up this steeple in the trenches battling this evil. And I will search till I am old and feeble, 'cause I don't know how you choose your chosen people. So I will come to know you through your people. Yes, I will come to know you through your people.
Cecilia St. King on the Jefferson Exchange with Chosen People, your own composition, I'm sure.
No, actually, that was a friend of mine, Michael DeLucas.
Really? I could see a whole choir behind you there on the chorus.
Oh, you know, half my song. I need to be like, have a symphony and have a big choir behind me, because most of my songs lead themselves. I have a song called Peace on Earth, and I've sung it a ton at the United States, and to have hundreds of people sing, Peace, Shalom, Salam Aleikum, yeah.
So you have gotten into lots of big venues like that, lots of things for the United Nations.
My work has been endorsed by the United Nations and the National Peace Academy, the Gandhi Institute for Nonviolence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People are hearing about my work and knowing about who I am and what I'm doing and inviting me in. Yeah, I'm very honored. Yeah, there's a wonderful quote from Ambassador Chowdhury on the back of that postcard.
You have a postcard there. You brought in here with you. Let's see if I can lay my hands on it. Oh, there it is. You are awesome. Thank you for bringing your music to the United Nations High-Level Forum for a Culture of Peace. We must have you back to the UN again and again for your message of peace to us all. From Ambassador Chowdhury, the former Undersecretary General of the United Nations. That's high praise.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the events you got coming up, because we're almost out of time here.
Okay,
benefit concert tonight at 6:30?
Yes, it's a children's concert at the Ashland Library.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's tonight at 6:30. And then on Sunday at the Grants Pass Masonic Lodge, 320 Northeast E Street, with Grandmother Agnes Baker Pilgrim, Tao Hui Hui. It'll be from 1 to 6, and a whole bunch of other events in addition to you.
Yes.
Okay.
We have Marcine Quesner, who does fabulous storytelling, and of course, Grandmother Aggie will be there speaking.
Cecilia St. King, pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much for having me here. Yeah, okay. It was wonderful.